Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin daf Mem Hey. We are starting Mem Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Zayin, and the Vilzer's daf on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe Her Nisham Asher Have an Aliyah. So Misha says Ha'achin Ashutfin Shahu Oichan Ashulchan Avien. We have brothers who are partners, and actually the Girsa is to take out the word Shutfin. We're just talking about regular brothers who eat at their father's table via Shainim Batein, but they sleep in their own homes. Right now we're understanding we have a chutzah with a bunch of homes. The father lives in one of them. A couple brothers live here as well in their own homes, and there's some other people in this chatzar as well, but these brothers eat at their father's table. They sleep at home, but they eat at their father's home. Each one of them has to join in the Eruv. Just because they eat at their father's home doesn't make them like part of his household. Since they sleep in a different place, they have to all add bread in by themselves to join in the Eruv. Therefore, if one of them forgot to join in the Eruv, he forgot to put bread in the basket, he would have to mevatel his rishus to them in order to enable everyone to carry here, because he ruins it for them for not joining in. Now, this is if they're bringing the Eruv to one place, meaning the basket that holds everyone's bread for the Eruv Chatzeros is being placed in somebody else's house. Memeh went off on the top. Aval im hayo Eruv ba'etzlon. But if the Eruv comes to them, which means the communal Eruv basket is placed in their house, in the father's house, Aish Einimon Deyurin B'chatzer, or there's nobody else that lives in the Chatzer. It's just the father and his two sons. So Einon Srichon La'arev, then they don't have to join in the Eruv. And here's a very big question. Iker Dira Eichon Hi, where's the Iker Dira? Meaning, what creates a situation of different dwellings in a chatzer? If everyone's considered to be one dwelling, one living place, one area, so no Eruv is required. But if it's separate dwellings, separate diurin, separate residences, then people do have to join in. So what makes it considered different dwellings? And here we have machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, Espag and Ravi Shmuel is machlekes Ravi Shmuel. Chadamer 1 says, Bemakim Piton. It has to do with their bread, which means if they eat their food in different homes, even if they all sleep in the same home, they still have to make an Eruv, because that's considered a chiluk and reshuyos. Whereas Chadamer, the other one says, Bemakim Shena, it has to do with the place where they're sleeping. Meaning, even if they eat all in the same place, kind of like a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, where they're all eating in the communal dining room, since they sleep in different places, that's what makes it a chiluk and reshuyos, and that would make them join the Eruv. It's not known who said this and who said that, meaning we don't know what Rav or Shmuel holds. And now we have a clarification. That what Shmuel taught in regards to something else. That above 10 tefachim is an Isser Shvus, have a du Amar, that means that he holds B'makim Piton, that it's where their bread is, that creates a separate Rishos. What's this referring to? So we know that on Shabbos, it's Aser to carry in Rishos Rabim, but that whole Isser is only up until 10 tefachim. Once we go above 10 tefachim, higher than the Rishos Rabim, that's officially, Midai Raisa, considered a Makim Ptur, and there's no problem. That's not really a Rishos. However, Shmuel just told us that above 10 tefachim is considered its own Rishos. Now, in regards to what would it be its own Rishos? A person doesn't live 10 tefachim above. It must be regarding a person's food. That's where he'll put his food above 10 tefachim, which means that according to Shmuel, the place where your food is considered a totally different Rishos. So he's the Mand Amar, this first opinion, that's Makam Piton. If they eat their food in separate places, that's considered a Chilik Rishuyos, and even if they all sleep in the same place, they still would have to join an Erov. Says the Gemara, Masisa Plegal Shmuel. It seems to be the Mishnah is not like Shmuel. Because what do we say in the Mishnah? Achim Shayu Eichlem V'chulu. Brothers who eat in the same place, they're eating on their father's table, and they sleep in a different area, that's when they need to join in the Erov. Mashma, that if it was the other way around, that they ate in separate places, but they slept in the same area, they would not need to join in the Erov, and that's not like Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, no, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, B'shem Rav, B'makabli Prasme Aviyam Himas Nisa. Our Mishnah is talking about where they get portions from their father. They're not actually eating in their father's home. Their father goes to the market Erev Shabbos, he makes little care packages for them, and sends it to their homes, so they're not eating all in the same house, and that's considered Makam Piton, meaning their place of their bread, the place of their eating is separate, and that's just like Shmuel. As the Gemara Makal Makam still, Einon Shutfim Mashein Oichlin, aren't they considered partners in what they're eating, because they're all getting it from the same place? So I'm Rav Ba, he says, Asbury Shmuel explained to me, their father's only being mezakeh them that which they're eating, and that's it. Which means they're not considered partners in all the food that's in their father's house. It's not like they all own it jointly. It's simply whatever they receive in their care package belongs to them. So there's no shutvis here whatsoever, and that's why they would have to join a separate Eruv. Ask more Me'ata, if that's really so, Afilu Eruv Ba'etzlon, that's probably geared to take out the word Ein, Afilu Eruv Ba'etzlon, even if the Eruv does come to them, they should have to join in. We had said in the Mishnah at the top of this Amud, that if the Eruv comes to them, meaning if the Eruv is placed in their father's house, so then they don't have to join in. But why would that be? And the situation really is, as we just explained, that their father is sending them care packages, they're eating it at home, and whatever food is remaining in their father's house is not considered theirs at all, so why wouldn't they have to join in the Eruv? It's not like they're living here at all, it doesn't belong to them, so they should have to add in their own bread. And the answer is, we treat it like a house that the Eruv is placed in, and the same way, as we're going to see soon, that the person who has the Eruv placed in their house, he doesn't have to join in the Eruv, because the Erev was placed in his house. So that's the reason why they don't have to join in, because since at the end of the day, they are Soymech al Shulchan Avien, they do rely on their father for food. You're right, even though they're eating it at home and not in their father's house, still they're considered to be part of their father's house to the extent that when the Erev is placed in their father's house, they don't have to join in. Now we have another Mamra, Shmuel says, Hu Ubanu b'nei Beisai ma'arvin b'kikar echad, then him and his sons and the people of his family, they could all be ma'arv with one loaf of bread. This is referring to where they sleep together, even though they do not eat together, they could join in one loaf of bread. So the Gemara asks right away, Ma'u palig, what does Shmuel argue with himself? Taman hu amar makan piton, v'hach amar hachin, over there, meaning above earlier in the Amud, we just said that Shmuel's one that holds, that's makan piton, that if they eat in separate places, that's called separate rushuyos, and over here he seems to be saying the opposite, that even though they eat in separate places, since they sleep in one place, they can just join in with one loaf of bread, and that's totally fine. Seems to be a steer Shmuel on himself. The Gemara answers the Pasuk Lo, we can explain as follows, b'shahayu shnayim shutfin bai, it's where they're both partners in the bread, meaning they both own the bread separately. It's not that one loaf of bread is being given for all of them, as that they're all equal partners in the bread. This is just like Rav Chua said b'shem Rav Zeira, that ma'arvin b'chatzi kikar, a person could make an Erov with half of a loaf of bread. And Tanin, we have a Mishnah that's a question on this. Afil mafe sa v'hi perusa e ma'arvin ba, that even if this thing that's being given as the Erov was baked, it was the size of a saw, meaning it's huge, but it's just one piece, it's not a full loaf, you're not allowed to join in the Erov. If it's Samar Hachin, and you're saying this, you're saying that a person can make an Erov with a chatzi kikar. How could you do that? Half a loaf of bread is not a full loaf, it's got to be a full loaf. And Pasar Law, this is explained, b'shayu shnayim shutfin bai, where both of them are shutfin in it, which means Reuven and Shimon, two random guys living in a chatzer, they can both join in the Erov with one loaf of bread, but each one owns half of it. This guy gave 50 cents, that guy gave 50 cents. So that's considered like half of a loaf of bread, but really it's in the shape of a full loaf. And that's what we're talking about over here when Shmuel said, Hu banu b'nei beisai ma'arvin b'kikar echad, it doesn't mean that one person is taking the loaf and giving it for everyone. It means that each one of them has an equal portion ownership in this loaf, and therefore it's not a stira Shmuel on himself. We're now continuing discussing this. Bayis Sheminichin Bayis Erov, the house that the Erev was put in. We have 20 people living in the chatzer. A guy goes around Erev Shabbos collecting bread from 19 of the homes. Then he takes that basket and places his Erev Chatzeris in that 20th home. What about that guy? Does he have to join in the Erev? Does he have to put bread in it or no? So we have a story about this. Rav Yaakov Racha, his mother passed away and he didn't have a chance to join in the Erev, but it was placed in his house. Mem Heyom Beis on top. Om Rav Yosla Rabavo. Rav Yosla Rabavo. Tani Law, Vitana Law, Beshame Yosun, Beshame Asers, that it's not good enough. He has to add in bread. That he doesn't have to give him bread. And Rav Nuna explains that the house of the Erev was put in doesn't need anything. That's because the whole idea of Erev is that everyone joining Ki'ilu lives in the house that it's placed in. Well, the person whose house it's in actually does live there. And therefore, according to Rav Nuna, even if he doesn't even have any bread at home whatsoever, he doesn't have a problem. He's still part of the Erev because, again, the Erev was placed in his house and he lives in his house. So it's like everyone's living in his house and he does live in his house. Whereas Rav Chisdai Amar, he argues and says, Anasek a shutuf. The guy whose house the Erev is placed in is just like a shutuf. He's like a partner, which means that technically he does need to add bread to it. It just says, since the Erev is physically located in his house, there's no difference between bread being in the communal basket or being in his cabinet. But that means, according to this, if he doesn't have bread in his house at all that belongs to him personally, he's not actually considered part of the Erev, even though it's placed in his house. Now, Amrilei, Amar Rav Amnuna, that Milein Drabanan Loi Shavkin Lach, they tell him the following words of the Rabbanan don't allow you, which means they argue with you. This pagan we have Machlaikas, Mavish at Sida Echad Gaivit Sida Echad Yisrael. We have a mavoi that one side is Gaim, one side is Yedin, which basically means we have two chatzeris. One chatzer is inhabited by Yedin, the other is inhabited by Gaim. And Rav Chanan B'Shem Rav Amar, he says, Irvu Derech Psachim Hagai Yisraelayin, that even if the Yedin in the chatzer made an Erev by way of the entrances, the guy still asers them, which means they made a regular Erev chatzeris by way of all the entrances of their homes, still the guy asers them, which means we do not say that the Erev makes all the Yedin like one, and now it's just one Yid and one guy, which we know from earlier in the parak, at least according to one opinion, it's not a problem and doesn't require the guy to do anything, to do schiros or anything. We do not say that, says Rav Chana B'Shem Rav, whereas Abba Bar Chana says B'Shem Rav Yechanan, afilu irvu der chalonos, even if they made an Erev by way of the windows, which basically means that not everybody who lives in the chatzer has access to the chatzer by way of a regular door. Some of them only have access to it by way of a window, and still they made an Erev this way. That's considered like making one Roshos, and ain hagai Yisraelayin, the guy doesn't aser them, because now it's considered like we just have one Yid living here, due to the fact they were all ma'achid, they were just together, so it's one guy and one Yid, and there's no Isser. Now, in Tamer Keshutif, who Yasser, if you want to say, like you're saying, Rav Chisdai, that when Erev Chatzeris is made, everyone together here is just considered like partners, so then there is an Isser, because even though all the Yidin joined in an Erev together, that doesn't make them like one Roshos. It's not like there's one person living here, it's just a bunch of partners all together, so they're allowed to carry carry in their chatzar, but it's still partners. It doesn't make it one rishos. And the fact that there's a guy here does aser. So that clearly shows not like you, Rav Chisdai. We continue discussing. Rav Yaakov Racha quotes Rav Yosso, who says b'shem Rav Yechanan, b'nei ha-mavoi shenasu eruvan b'shnei makaymais. The people of the mavoi, they put their eruv in two places. Now this doesn't mean they put it in two separate places. It means two separate kalim, and these kalim were both located in the same guy's house. Is that a problem? So it depends. If there's just simply no place, they don't have one kli which is large enough that could hold all of the bread, and so they had to put it into two different baskets. No problem. I'll raise a mutter. It's mutter. But in b'shvil lachlik eruvan, if they're dafka trying to divide their eruv and show that this is for those people and that's for those people, usher, then it's usher because it doesn't show that they're all together. Again, the whole idea of eruv is that we're all together in this, and therefore the bread has to be in the same basket. And if they're dafka trying to divide the bread into different baskets, so it means that it's not a valid eruv because they're not all together. And Rabbi Yosi Mekola who da amra igul who derav. Rabbi Yosi used to make fun of a person. Mekel is a kalashan of kalus, of making fun or making light of a person who says igul who derav, which means my bread is larger. In other words, if a person tries to say that my bread is this one, it's a big chash, a fancy one in the basket, basically trying to show don't touch my bread, don't look at it, it's mine, I gave the greatest loaf, that's silly because we just said everyone's all together, so it doesn't really make a difference what you gave. And Rabbi Yosi Bun actually mevarch aloy b'leili shuvsa, he would make a bracha on the eruv bread Friday night. Why is that loimer? It's to say shenasa by mitzvah, then mitzvah was done with this, meaning one mitzvah was done with it, namely eruv chatzeros, so let's do another mitzvah with it and make hamaitzi on it Friday night. And another din tamantani over there, we learned in the Mishnah, ma'arav mebayas yashan u'mnei darki shalom, we make an eruv with an old house because of darki shalom, we want there to be peaceful relationships. And our Rav Avin, he explains, what does this mean? Bayas yashan b'dir yashan himasnisa, this means the old house that had the eruv in it before. In other words, when they make an eruv, they decide, okay, let's put it in Reuven's house. The next week they have to put it in Reuven's house again. That's what we're calling bayas yashan. It's the dir yashan. It's the place that originally had it. Number one, we don't want the guy to get all upset and say, this is not fair. Last week you put the eruv in my house. I didn't have to join in it because it was put in my house. And as we just explained before, you don't have to take your own bread and put it inside the basket. As that's number one, we want to save him from getting upset. And number two, it also looks bad if we don't put it in his house the next week. So it means like we suspect him of stealing. We suspect him that he's not an honest guy. And also because of that reason, another aspect of this darkei shalom, we say it's got to be in bayis yashan, which means dir yashan, the place where it always is. Leave it there. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha ches, continue to discuss eruv and also add in shita from voice. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.